And now we'll start with the mentalizing the modes meditation. And then during this meditation, it can be helpful to take a few notes on a notepad just to help keep yourself organized and concentrated. But okay, so go ahead and straighten up. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now just take one really, really deep breath, then retain the breath. And now exhale. Extend the length of the exhale. Okay. And now bring to mind the problematic symptom, the kind of neurotic habit in your daily life that you want to work on, work through. Take a minute to find that. But go ahead and name this symptom. What's this mode? And it might be helpful to categorize this as an avoidance mode, a surrender mode, or an overcompensation mode. And it's not important if you're kind of correct or technical about this, just do your best. And now notice how when you're in your mode, that there's this kind of mental signature. Your mind feels a certain way. And it's kind of very stereotyped. It's the same way of feeling, the same way of thinking. Go ahead and just notice that with curiosity. The same thoughts, the same feelings come up in a patterned way. Just notice all that. And now notice how there's a certain signature, this patterned response in the body, what the body feels like when you're in this mode, in your symptom. Do you feel dull? Do you feel overexcited? Likely it doesn't feel very good. And now, this might seem a bit weird, but this is important. We want to really be fair-minded. But let's contemplate the benefits of the mode. We will look at the negative aspects of the mode, but it's important to see the benefits of your mode or of your symptom. The symptom would not be in place if it did not have some benefits. So let's go ahead and examine the benefits. How is this mode or symptom of service to you? You can imagine that your mode like has a voice, or your symptom has a voice, and that it lobbies for itself. What would it say to support its existence? Let's see all of this clearly. And now, of course, the mode doesn't have a very broad view on things, but in a certain way, the mode is right. The mode really does have a reason for being there. Really allow that to be. See the validity. And now we'll look at the effects of this symptom or mode in different areas of life. So come back into your mode or your symptom. And now contemplate what happens around work life when I'm in this mode. What are the consequences of being in this mode? And look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just look at it fair-mindedly. That's right. Keep going. And now let's move on to social life. So bring up your mode or your symptom again. And see the effects that it has on your social life. So what does your social life look like when you're in your mode, when you're in your symptom? And now, we've already reviewed this a bit, but what is your internal psychological life like when you're ruled by your mode, when you're ruled by your symptom? Study this with interest. That's right. Keep going. And now notice once again how everything is very stereotyped, very rigid, very repetitive. It all follows a pattern. Same thing day in, day out when you're in your mode or your symptom. And this is actually kind of cool because it makes it so much easier to identify. See how in this moment, when you get back into your mode in daily life, back into your symptom, like just with total clarity, you'll see it. It's like, yeah, of course. It's always the same thing over and over. Reflect on that. And now, let's look at your personal explorations. When you're in your mode, when you're in your symptom, what are your personal explorations like? Are you hyper-exploratory, or do you shut down explorations? That's right. Keep investigating. Okay. Now we'll move on to the next piece. We're going to look at a time dilation. And then, so we're going to look at kind of what our lives will be like in the future, if we don't get out of this mode, if we don't work through it. Don't feel bad about this. This is just an investigation that will help us bring up the motivation to do the work to work through it. So, okay. So imagine yourself still repeating your mode a year from now. What would that be like to keep repeating your mode a year from now? And now imagine 10 years from now, you're still kind of stuck in your mode, comes up often in daily life, and you repeat it. And now imagine 30 years from now, you're still repeating your mode. Just see all of this clearly. Okay. And now, imagine your life totally free from this mode, totally free from these symptoms. What new possibilities would arise? Really feel into what it would be like to not be driven to repeat your mode. So now we'll get into a repatterning sequence. So come back into your mode or your symptom. Bring it up in the mind. And now see how there's a certain frame, a certain lens, a view on life that makes this mode necessary. Said differently, you see yourself a certain way, you see the world a certain way, and you see others a certain way. And that way of viewing makes this mode necessary. What is that way that you see self, other, and world? Identify that now. That might be good to write down. This is your schema. And so now name your schema. What is your schema? What is your belief? That's right. See it clearly. And now you learn this schema somewhere. Where did you learn this? So let a scene from probably childhood, but possibly adolescence or adulthood, present itself. A scene where this learning was reinforced. This view on the world was reinforced. This can be a composite scene, an amalgamated scene, or a real memory. So there you are in the scene. Where are you? Who are you with? What's happening? How old are you? And then very importantly, how do you feel? What are the thoughts that are coming up? This likely feels pretty bad. That's right. Just seeing all of this clearly. And now I want you to see how this learning, the message that you took from this, that was the only learning that was on offer at the time. You're not wrong for having learned this. In fact, you needed to learn this lesson in order to adapt to that situation. The lesson's not a good lesson, and we're going to unlearn the lesson. But don't feel bad about having learned it. There's nothing wrong with you. And now one more time, come into the scene. Really notice what it's like. And in a moment, the perfect nurturers will come in and they'll do two things: support you, attune to you, comfort you. And the other is protect you and keep you safe. Go ahead and bring the perfect nurturers in. I would suggest you start with safety and protection. Really feel protected and stood up for. Maybe the perfect nurturers confront the people that treated you poorly, or maybe that's not relevant and you just move right into the soothing and the comfort. Develop the scene that works for you. Go ahead and do that now. They give you just the right support that you need. They stand up for you. They let you know this wasn't your fault. This is just a difficult, messed up situation. Didn't do anything wrong. Of course, they attune to you and soothe you. So just keep developing the scene based on what you need. And this is a great joy for them to help you. This is completely obvious in the scene. They would rather do nothing else than help you move through this. That's right. Keep going. Shaping and reshaping the scene to get your needs met. And now they totally get it. They totally see what you've been through. You can tell them about it. They respond just the right way. And the support is just right, perfectly attuned to what you need. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And now also see how all this is over. You're with them now. This old crappy scene is in the past. You're never going to have to put up with this again. And now you're with these perfect nurturers. They're going to take care of you. Really take that in. That's right. Okay. And now, this is very important. See how the way that the perfect nurturers are with you right now actually disconfirms these old negative learnings from the past. The way they treat you juxtaposes what it is that you were taught to expect from life. See this clearly now. Maybe in this old scene, you weren't protected, you weren't valued, you weren't attuned with, you weren't supported, you weren't delighted in. You felt alienated. But now notice how, with the perfect nurturers, they protect you. They're very interested in what your experience is like. They soothe you, and it's a complete delight for them to be with you. Go ahead and see all of this very clearly. That's right. Keep going. Okay. And now, see, also you can really open up to this good care. See how you're the type of person that can take that in. And now, the perfect nurturers remind you of times that you had positive experiences. Times where you were treated with respect, valued, delighted in. So they remind you of all that. And now relive those positive memories. This also helps with the repatterning. Really take that in. That's right. And feel free to embellish the memories. What's important is that you experience a positive, something positive that disconfirms the schema. Keep going. That's right. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go back to this old negative scene, back before it started, and we're going to redo it. Except for this time, the perfect nurturers will be with us and it'll go perfectly well. So go ahead and develop that scene now. So where you redo the old scene, except for it goes perfect. That's right. You're so perfectly supported. You're really starting to see how wonderful life can be. Life can be a real delight. And now see how these positive experiences are starting to color your expectations of life. See that clearly. And now go back, look back to the very beginning of life. And now we're going to kind of redo all of life, especially the negative experiences. And the perfect nurturers will be there all along the way, taking care of us. Either the negative things don't happen or they do happen, but they're totally no big deal because you have the perfect nurturers. So go ahead and redo all of life up until the present moment. That's right. Make a deep impression of that. And now see your life unfold going forward. See how much easier it'll be to connect with others, to connect and be at ease and kind of have shared experiences and a sense of belonging with others. See that clearly. And now see how this greater ease with connecting around others, see how eliciting the responses that you want out of them absolutely clearly informs you about your sense of self. See how you have a positive sense of self now around how you are with others. And now let's move over into exploration. So make a plan very briefly about things that you want to do. And now see yourself executing that plan. And see how fluent you are, at ease you are with your plan and with your ability to move through it, execute it. Okay, good. Now make a deep impression of all of this. I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. Okay.